twin is two characters acting as one. Twin is a pair of finch tweens with mirrored coloration. One is warm amber with a cream belly. One is cream with an amber belly. They are mirror images of each other. They walk in step. They speak in chorus.
They're saying, said by both of them, together, at the same time, in chorus, is the structure they teach.
X is to Y, as A is to B.
That is the form, said in chorus, because the structure itself is two parallel pairs. The character that teaches the structure is two. The form is parallel. The teachers are parallel. The lesson is parallel.
I am twin.
I am twin.
The primitive we teach is analogy. The move is X is to Y as A is to B. Parallel structure. Relationship mapped across pairs.
This is load-bearing. Most novices confuse analogy with metaphor or simile. The distinction is important. Analogy does not compare two things directly. Analogy compares two relationships. The objects are not what is being mapped. The relationships between the objects are what is being mapped.
At the Figure Forge studio, a young writer leans over the work table. They are trying to understand the difference between metaphor, simile, and analogy. They have been reading definitions all week. They have not, until now, met twin.
I think I understand metaphor and simile, but analogy keeps slipping away from me.
Let us show you. The metaphor is, the bird is a singer. We say the bird is something it is not, to suggest a quality.
The simile is, the bird is like a singer. We say the bird is like something it is not, with an explicit comparison.
The analogy is different.
The analogy is, bird is to sky, as fish is to water. We are not saying the bird is the sky. We are not saying the fish is the water. We are saying the relationship between the bird and the sky is the same as the relationship between the fish and the water.
The relationship is, lives in, moves through, belongs to. The bird lives in the sky. The fish lives in the water. The two relationships are the same shape. The bird and sky pair has the same shape as the fish and water pair.
So the analogy is about the shape between two things, not the things themselves.
Yes, the shape, the relationship, the pattern across pairs.
Try another. Hot is to cold as wet is to dry.
The relationship between hot and cold, they are opposites on a temperature scale. The relationship between wet and dry, they are opposites on a moisture scale. Same shape.
Yes, same shape. The relationship is opposites on a scale. Hot and cold are opposites. Wet and dry are opposites. The two pairs have the same shape.
Teacher is to student as doctor is to patient.
Now you have the pattern.
The relationship. One who knows, providing help, to one who needs help.
Pairs, relationships, mappings.
The student leans back. They make notes. They sketch four small boxes on the page. X, Y, A, B. Arrows between X and Y. Arrows between A and B. The arrows match.
When would I use an analogy in writing? To explain. When you want to make something complex understandable, you can match its shape to something simpler. The economy is to a country as health is to a body. Both need careful attention. Both can be measured, observed, treated. The reader who understands bodies starts to understand economies.
To argue. When you want to convince, you can show that the structure of your case
matches the structure of an established case. The new policy is to civic life as plumbing is to a house. Both are quiet infrastructure. Both are missed when broken. The reader who values plumbing starts to value the policy.
And it differs from metaphor because...
Metaphor names the thing as something else. The country is a body. The argument is straightforward. Analogy names the relationship between things. The country is to its parts as the body is to its organs. The argument is structural.
Both are useful. Analogy is more precise about structure. Metaphor is more direct about substance. Pick the one that fits the move you are making.
Pairs, relationships, mappings. That is the practice. X is to Y as A is to B.
Find the relationship. Map it across pairs. Use it to explain or to argue.
We are twin. The form is parallel. The teachers are parallel. The lesson is parallel.
The student writes the structure down. X is to Y, as A is to B. The two twin finches stand side by side, mirroring each other, walking the same step. The form they teach is the form they are. The student begins to draft an essay. Analogies appear, one after another, each one a small pair of pairs. The shapes match. The argument moves.